You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I wanted to review this podcast. I'm giving it 1 star. Would not recommend. Very well educated, but incredibly annoying. Truly unbearable.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks is the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
I just want to say that I'm so proud of you. You keep saying witchy.
I basically have gaslit myself into pronouncing things. Are you kidding me?
Oh, she's so hot.
Oh, she's so hot. She's back, baby.
It just makes me feel so much better about myself.
I love your speech impediment. I think it's the greatest thing in the whole wide world.
Thank you.
Anybody who says otherwise deserves the death penalty.
Thank you. So anyways, if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submission@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any funny story you think the community would love to hear. So be sure to let us know if we can share your names, or if you prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We want to just remind you guys that this weekend we have got a crystal class with Nicholas Pearson. This is going to be at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be a really great class on working with crystals, ethics, etc. If you don't know who Nicholas Pearson is, you should look him up. He's tagged on all of our social media. He's like the crystal guy. So it's going to be great. So if you're interested in crystals at all, we hope to see you there. It's for the library tier and up. And if you can't make it, but you are interested, remember that it is recorded. So as long as you join, you are free to watch it whenever you want.
Yeah. And don't forget that if you don't want to write us your ghost stories and you'd rather tell us like out loud with your real voice, you can text us.
You can call us.
You can call us and leave in like a little voicemail for us to listen to. So if you want to do that, the number is 351-207-0799.
Yes, and we're really excited. We're so excited. This is going to be for season 5, but it's something we're both really looking forward to. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we can't wait to hear your beautiful voices.
Oh, yeah. And we also, for next month, we have a tea magic class, too.
Yes.
That's
going to be on December 20th. Again, that is for Library Tier and Up. That is going to be hosted by S.M. Harlow, the author of Tea Magic. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be great. I'm really excited about that as well. So we've got a lot of really exciting things coming up.
Yeah. I agree.
And before we close out this very chaotic and fun intro... we are taking your guys' questions right now. So if you have seen us on social media, or if you haven't, our last episode of the season is going to be us answering your questions. We're going to get through as many of them as we can. All you have to do is go on to Instagram or Threads or Facebook and drop us a comment. Let us know your question, or you can shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. And we're going to try to get through as many of them as we can.
Yeah. And these questions are just like about us personally and about our practices. It's not like magic questions.
Yes, because we do have part two episodes for that on Patreon.
Yeah. And you should check those out. Check them out.
Yes.
Yeah. Do it.
So yeah, that was a very chaotic intro. Sorry, everyone. Aren't you so glad this season's almost over?
No, like they expect nothing less. Like, it's fine.
I will say that I posted that meme that Sarah posted in Discord of the every podcast duo is these two, and it was Mike and Sully, and I love that everyone said that I was Mike
besides one person on Threads, and it was very weird.
I mean, they're allowed to think that you're Mike, but I just thought that was really funny because I posted it to my Instagram, and most of the replies that I got were people being like, we all want to hear you say, put that thing back where it came from.
For some help me.
I sent it to Jess of the What's Up Weirdo podcast, and she goes, God, we're both Mike. I was like, yeah, the neurotic, like, organizer, while the talent is in the front.
You're the talent, hush it. What I was gonna say, maybe I'm just boo.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. You're like, I'm just a little baby.
I am just a little baby, so please treat me kindly. I'm just a baby.
Please be kind. I'm just a baby. Please. Oh my goodness.
So you ready to dig into some ghost stories?
I sure am. We've got two today. They're kind of, they're not like super long, but they're a little bit longer. So we're just going to go through two of them. Do you want to start? Would you like me to, madame?
I can start. I have no problem starting. Okay. So our first one is from Danielle, and she's actually on our Discord. And I don't know if I should mention her Discord name. Should I mention her Discord name?
She says it in the thing, so I would assume
Okay. Danny MC.
Yeah, hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny. Thank you for having us. I just want to say that Danny has been in our Discord for like a few years, and it's like, so you're just now writing this, your ghost story?
Very interesting. Danny? Interesting. Danny? Much to consider, Danny. I also don't think it's been a few years, but I do feel like it feels like it's been a few years because she's an active member.
She is very active in a good way.
But yeah, hi, Danny.
Okay. Well, she says, hello, Robin and Maria. Thank you all for the Witchy Community Discord Patreon. My story isn't ghostly, but it is one that has stuck with me all of my life and speaks to the power of intuition. Ha ha ha, I can speak. So, when I was about 12 years old, I was having a sleepover with my daughter, with the daughter of family friends. This family lived in the house across from my grandparents for many years and became good friends of my grandparents. Growing up, my mom became friends with their daughter, and then I became friends with her daughter. I didn't see them often, but it was always nice feeling part of this generational friendship. The friend and I were doing as preteen girls do, gossiping about boys, trying on each other's clothes, and playing games when all of a sudden I felt a wave of panic rush over me. My thoughts went immediately to my grandparents, and I had to call them. In tears, I dialed their number from the landline phone hanging on the kitchen wall, and I could not get through. My friend's mom tried to console me and think of any logical reason that they weren't answering, but I could not escape the thoughts flooding in my mind that something was wrong with my grandmother. Frantically, I tried and tried to reach someone on the phone to no avail. I do not remember now when or if I slept that night, but the anxiety never left me and carried over into the next morning. Since I was a baby, I had been very close with my maternal grandparents. They practically raised me as I spent almost every day with them while my mom was at work. On weekends and in the summertime, I would have sleepovers and my grandmother would cook the most amazing and comforting meals with such love. My grandfather would listen to me sing for hours while I swung on the swing they set up for me, and I would ride around on the John Deere tractor, tracing over their three acres of land, looking for bugs and birds and other wildlife. I would help them tend to their garden and flower beds. Even though I grew up just about 20 minutes outside of Washington, D.C., my grandparents' home was like a comfy, nature-filled sanctuary. I had a very special bond with this place and my grandparents who made it my home. At some point in the morning, after my panic-stricken night, my mom came to pick me up. Quietly, she talked to her friend in another room while I said goodbye to my friend. My mom looked like she hadn't slept and said barely a word to me until we got into the car. And that's when she said, "I'm taking you to the hospital to see Grandma. She is okay now, but last night she had a heart attack." This is why I was unable to reach my grandparents. My grandmother lived for years after this event and was pretty healthy up until her death. But I believe the bond I had with her gave me the knowledge that night that had something had gone seriously wrong. Then this is when I first started to pay attention to my intuition, and to this day will follow it relentlessly if it involves someone I love. Thank you for sharing my story. With love, Danny.
I love that. You know, I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, but my grandmother, she wears Chanel number 5.
Of course she does.
Stella is nothing but fancy.
Stella is nothing but fancy. Listen, she's a lot of things, but she's a classy gal. she wears Chanel number 5. And one night I was sat on the couch in my house and I started to smell her perfume, and I was so worried something was wrong with her. I started crying. I made Frank drive me to her house. I was like breaking in through. I was literally like burglarizing her to get inside, and she was like, what is wrong? And I was like, are you okay? And I really think that, though, like, my point being that you do have these kind of bonds with people and that you should trust your intuition on it, and that, you know, follow through with it, especially if you really love them. Because you never know, maybe this Chanel number 5 is your grandma. Maybe it's just somebody else who's fancy showing up to say hello.
You just have a lot of guides and ancestors who happen to love Chanel number 5.
Chanel number 5. Like,
lots of fancy grandparents.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that story because I can see a lot of myself in it. And at the end of the day, it was about me. So,
I was really close with my grandparents too. Like, I lived with them for a very long time. Remember when your grandpa died?
That was horrible.
And I lived with them for just like Danny. My mom would work, so I would be with them all day, and spend summers over there. You feel really connected to them.
I just think that's really nice. I mean, I'm glad your mom was okay.
I was like, Danny, we're not going to make me cry in the middle of me reading this story. We're not going to do it. No, I'm not going to start sobbing.
Even if you did cry, that'd be totally fine, because crying is a valid feeling and emotion. So
it is, but I don't know how sobbing would translate onto a podcast.
Could you imagine? I would literally title the episode The One Where Maria Sobs. Which, by the way, Frank has named the last two or three episodes. Our editor has named the last two or three episodes of the Coffee Talks. And I don't feel as though the last episode got enough appreciation for its name. Give us a call. Kiss me through the phone. Soldier boy. that was legitimately so funny. That's a shout out to LimeWire for anybody who is old like us.
Oh, this, LimeWire.
I don't. Have I ever told you? I'm getting off on a tangent here, but have I ever told you about my LimeWire virus with the Sean Paul?
Just have, oh yeah, No,
just the one that was like insane.
Yeah, I remember that, but go ahead and tell them because it's hilarious.
I'm gonna make it really short for you guys, but I was like 13 or 14. LimeWire, if you're not familiar with it, if you're one of our younger listeners, was a way to illegally download music on the internet, and basically it gave your family's computer just the worst kind of viruses imaginable. Like if like terminal cancer could be given to your computer, that's what LimeWire did. And I got a virus on I had like a computer in my bedroom. I guess I was a little older, maybe like 15 or 16. Anyway, I was trying to download something. I don't remember what it was. Probably something him. Probably the Rasmus. I don't know.
And, oh, I love the Rasmus. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
There's another throwback for you. I was trying to download some song. Didn't get the song, but I did get this virus that was on my computer that at random times in the night, and at random points in the day, or not points in the day, but random days. So it like didn't even follow like a daily pattern. My computer would play 10 seconds from a Sean Paul song at full volume, and it'd be a random point of the like song. So I'd be like dead asleep, and it'd be 2 a.m. and I'd go, just give me the light. And it traumatized me. And now like I hear Sean Paul and I like it shivers up my spine. And then it just went away one day. It was like the most harmless virus that was also the most like traumatizing.
Who thinks I should troll Robin on the podcast with randomly playing that song and then let's let her mention it? I'd be like, what? I didn't hear anything.
You're gonna gaslight me publicly, is what you're saying? In a domestic abusive relationship. Oh my goodness.
Look, I just want to make your life exciting.
So that would definitely get my heart racing, that's for sure. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna get to the next story now. Sorry for that. So this one comes from, I believe their name is Isaac. I forgot to copy that over to our little forum, but I believe their name is Isaac. And it says, hi, witches. So a little bit of backstory. My family and I moved back to Florida in 2017 to be closer to some family and friends. And we've had really weird and unnerving experiences the entire time we lived there, which I'll send at a later date. Oh, gosh.
Yes, please.
Yeah, like literally, yes, please. Consider, if you will, that we are doing this new voicemail thing.
Can I point you in the direction of our number?
if you could just dial us up.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Sorry. So it says, in late 2018, we moved a city over from our last apartment to escape the paranormal activity that was going on there. Mm-hmm. And we were finally living in a peaceful, quiet home where we didn't have to worry about getting physically attacked. First of all, very scary.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everything was going smooth, and we were finally starting to forget about our strange experiences until one day in summer 2022. That morning started off with me waking up, drinking my coffee, and cleaning our 8-foot sliding glass door, which led to a screened-in porch that we keep locked up. I put on my glove to keep my fingerprints from smudging the glass. Was this actually submitted by my husband? And then I thoroughly wiped down both the inside and the outside of the door until the paper towel came back clean. It was still early in the morning, and at that point, and my mom and friend who were staying the night were just starting to wake up. We went about our day and ran some errands, then came back to the house later that evening. I was alone downstairs while my mom and friend were changing, and I noticed something strange on the sliding glass door. I went to inspect what it was, and at the very top of the glass was a handprint. A massive handprint. It was about 13 to 14 inches long. We measured. And the worst part about that is that it was hanging upside down.
No! No! That makes it so much worse. Why does that make it so much worse?
What in the grudge are you talking about? My blood ran cold, and I went upstairs to grab my mom so she could take a look. When we got back downstairs, there were more massive upside-down handprints, but further down the door. This time, there was an oil-ish substance dripping down the fingers of whatever it was. Shut up, Isaac. You're lying. That is so scary.
Okay. You know, a lot of, like, paranormal stories, I'm like... You know, it's not demonic. Just shut up. Like, this it's literally just a random spirit.
This is demonic. This is evil. Baby, you need to get a priest in there. We need to exercise this house. Oh, my God. We both started to freak out, and I called my dad, who was out of state on a work trip, to let him know what was going on. We then went upstairs to my parents' room, and there was no power to their room, although the rest of the house was fine. Shut up! This is, like, legitimately actually scary. I went back downstairs to the garage to see if the breaker tripped, and the breaker to their room was switched all the way off. Now, those breakers don't flip on and off very easy, where it could have been explained away, which worried me. So I flipped it back on and went upstairs to check my mom and friend, who was starting to hear the commotion. When I got back upstairs, the ceiling fan in my parents' room was crooked. By this point, my mom was in tears, and our dog started barking at something in their bathroom. Oh, this is, like, actually giving me goosebumps. I was panicked, and I didn't know what to do other than smoke cleanse. And at first I read that as other than smoke, and I was like, amen, sister.
Same.
I didn't know what to do other than get a pack of Marlboro Reds and a whole handle of tequila and just make it work.
How old did they say they were? Oh, it was 2018, so never mind. I was like, they're 10 out there smoking some Reds.
I mean, really? Could you blame them at this point?
No.
I was panicked and I didn't know what to do other than smoke cleanse and put black salt around the doors. My friend ended up leaving that night. I don't blame her, LOL. And when we walked her out, it was dead silent outside. We lived in the swamplands where there's constantly noise from bugs and animals no matter what time of the day. So being so quiet was incredibly eerie. The morning after all this happened, there was another trail of those massive handprints with the same oily liquid running from its fingers, but that was the last time we saw the handprints. However, the dead silence and eeriness lasted for another 2 weeks. We ended up moving out of Florida shortly after all this happened due to all of the paranormal events that we experienced, as well as the political state of things there. Neither me or my parents have experienced anything as dark and extreme as we went through in Florida since living in our new states. Do either of you have an idea of what this might be? I've researched Floridian folklore, cryptids, can't find anything about what it was, and I did see an episode of Kindred Spirits titled No Salvation that something called a crawler was inhabiting the space, but I can't find anything else on this. Well, it's scary.
I have an idea. If they're near swamplands, sometimes swamplands can be very oily and stuff like that. So I'm wondering if someone got stuck in the swamp and they're, you know, unfortunately, sometimes spirits manifest as something super scary.
That makes sense.
So you have someone who died violently in the swamps and is crawling on the house. I mean, you know, they're crawling to get out of the swamp. Like,
that's a really good theory. That's also, it's fucking terrifying is what I'm going to say.
It's so squat. It's so scary. Listen,
we've been doing these ghost stories for like 2.5 years now. And I've never had one that actually gave me goosebumps. That was really scary.
That was wild.
I don't like that. My husband is not going to enjoy editing that at all.
She's just going to go like skip.
I can actually... Listen, we're taking bets now. He's going to be off in his little office area working, and then he's going to come and find me and be like, I'm not doing that. We're done. So, sorry, babe. Love you so much.
All I'm saying, Isaac, is when is your story going to turn into a Blumhouse film?
Literally. That is just so scary. Or like a A24.
Exactly.
Oh my lord. Like, that is so scary. I don't, Isaac, I don't like it. Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm not one for counseling our followers, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical doctor by any means, but I will say that I will be diagnosing this one as very scary. We'll add that to the list of reasons to not go to Florida.
No kidding.
Be fuck. Oh, so my funny. Goodness. Well, you guys, as a reminder to you, next season, we're adding the layer of the voicemails. Isaac, send us a voicemail with the rest of your stories. We want to hear them. They're so scary.
If not, that's okay. You can just
write it. It's not okay. I want to hear it, Isaac. No, I'm just kidding.
But I am interested in hearing more because
I am interested in hearing more. So if you don't want to send us a voicemail, we would love to hear a written one. That would be great. But if you are somebody who is feeling brave, remember that the voicemails can be anonymous. You don't have to tell us your name. But you can get your voice out there in your own words. So call us 351-207-0799. We want to hear it.
In case you guys didn't know, that's like a Salem area code because we're that witches.
Because we're really annoying. Like, we're really insufferable. So, what was really embarrassing is the first time I was looking up the area codes, I got Salem, Oregon. And I was like, could you imagine how embarrassing that would be?
That would be so embarrassing. Salem. We're the witches of the west.
Yes. And make sure to drop us a comment, send us an email of your questions so we can answer them to wrap up the season. That's gonna be very fun.
Yeah very excited about it.
Thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost story, witchy story, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
Yes, scare some Robin some more, please. Anyway.
Please, I like being scared.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share a lot of articles. Like, I literally just dropped a 35-page article. But anyway.
She literally did because she is neurotic, and it is so good.
Thanks.
And but neurotic in a good way.
Thanks. No, remember, I'm just a baby.
She's just a baby. She's telling me that she's not the talent, and then be like, anyway, I dropped this like 400-page article. If you guys want to read it.
Yes. Anyway,
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby. I'm doing my best.
Oh my goodness.
But we also have a special part two exclusive episode where we do answer like magical based questions that you might want answered and have a spell of the month box and a Discord full of fun events, like tons of events. So please come join us. We'd love to get to know you.
Yes, we really would. And we have just, I mean, the community over there is so great. I kiss all of them on the forehead. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
Yep. Bye.